Unit 10. Youth. The project called Umi no Mori, or Sea Forest Project, is still underway in Tokyo. The aim is to help clean the city's air, reduce the heat island effect, and provide cool breezes throughout Tokyo by creating a paradise of 500,000 green trees on a landfill of 12.3 million tons of garbage in Tokyo Bay. This project is led by Tadao Ando, a world-famous architect. Mr. Ando wants the island to be seen as a forest that belongs not just to Tokyo, but to the globe. He hopes this beautiful forest will provide inspiration and show the whole world the importance of living in harmony with the environment. In addition to the ecological benefits, the Sea Forest has been chosen as a venue for events in the 2020 Summer Olympics. The island is located about 6 kilometers from the site of the main stadium and will be connected to the city by a tunnel. So, Ando's dream for the island of garbage turning into a beautiful forest for the benefit of the whole world will come true. Tadao Ando was once a boxer before he decided to become an architect. He taught himself architecture and then, having no formal training or degree in the field, became one of the most famous architects in the world. He has had a huge impact on architecture all over the world. In 1995, he won the Pritzker Architecture Prize, which, among architects, is the highest distinction in the field. He is one of only 3 Japanese ever to be selected for the profession's highest honor. He has won many other prizes and top honors in countries such as England, Denmark, France, the USA, and of course Japan as well. So, how did Mr. Ando achieve such fame and skill with no formal training? He says that he developed his own skill in architecture by extensive reading and by taking study trips to Europe and the United States in order to study historical buildings firsthand. He has also kept a detailed sketchbook of all the buildings he studied. And last but not least, he claims to derive much inspiration from a poem that he once read by Samuel Ullman entitled Youth. The poem begins with the line, "Youth is not a time of life, it is a state of mind." The poem uniquely goes on to point out that the idea or possession of youth is achieved by the way a person thinks. It describes someone who can be old at the age of 20 and someone young at the age of 80, all due to the way a person approaches life. According to Mr. Ando, this poem helped him to come to the belief that creating an aim or goal for oneself is the essence of youth itself. We all could derive inspiration from such a concept, and indeed, from the achievements of Mr. Ando as well.